Thanks for joining us once again on 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, joined today by an icon of South African distance running, Renee Kamer. She's come up through the ranks over the years, and she's set to make her debut this weekend in one of South Africa's two major ultra marathons. Of course, the Comrades Marathon and then the Old Mutual Two Oceans Marathon will be the 50th edition this year. And Renee, welcome onto the podcast. And I think you've picked a good edition to make your debut in.
Thanks a lot, David, for having me. It's always nice chatting to you. And yes, I'm pretty excited about this weekend's Two Oceans Marathon, where I'll be running my first ultra at Two Oceans. So I'm very nervous, but also in the same time, very excited.
Oh, Renee, you know, ultras might be new distance. I know you did Om Di Dam in the build-up, but it was, you know, really like a training run. But Old Mutual or the Two Oceans Marathon isn't something new to you. You've run a lot of the half marathons. You've had some good success. And, you know, it just is a natural progression now, isn't it, for you? You've got to that stage in your career where, you know, especially being a South African runner, it's time to step up.
Yes, definitely. And also just to experience the world's most beautiful marathon. I've done 9 half marathons, so I think it's long overdue to run the real deal.
Renee, you've pretty much run everything and been right at the top end, you know, through track, through shorter distances, 10 up to 21, and then over the marathon, you know, and then you've sort of battled with injury a bit. You went and had a daughter, and, you know, all of that sort of sets you back a bit, but all of a sudden you've got some good rhythm going, good routine. I've been following some of your times, you know, your times are getting back to some of your best. You know, are you finding that your running is back into a very strong or a very good space where you feel that you can be competitive again?
I'm hoping that. I really had a tough 2-3 years battling with a hip injury, eventually having surgery, and right after that having Carly. So I must say my comeback's been difficult, and there's been a lot of ups and downs along the way. But the main thing for me is that I really enjoy my running again. And I think I also need to thank Carly for that, because I just realized over the past 2 years that what's really important to in life is not really how you race, but just to experience life through the eyes of a child again.
And talking about that, Renee, yes, there's a lot of moms out there, you know, who've sort of had children. I know Yvette Van Sail, you know, you two have been competing against each other for years and years, and now, you know, she's also had 2 little boys. But it does change, and I think for a lot of women out there, they need to understand it doesn't have to change completely. You can still enjoy your running, but like you said, you know, to have a child as part of that now, it's almost helps grow that experience into something new.
Yes, definitely. And I think I have more appreciation for people out there having kids and stuff. Unfortunately, my pregnancy and even returning to running after pregnancy wasn't really great. I battled a lot with hormones and stuff, not working like they used to, battling with weight and stuff. But I think I really have more appreciation for the people out there, and also can relate with what your average runners are suffering or experience with.
So, I think that's some great advice for average runners as well. I mean, often we think we're individual cases when we're struggling with something, but, you know, at any level, or a lot of people do have these problems, so you're not alone in them. And the thing is about being patient and being persistent and working through them. Talking about that, Renee, I mean, you've run for different clubs and teams over the years. You now have quite an active role, not just as a runner, but you also do help behind the scenes with the Maurie Ann Roberts Running Club, which has been a fantastic addition to the running scene this year.
And yes, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be part of the Maurie Ann Roberts management team. And I think that's also just great to realize that you're also good at something else, and you can also add value to something else except for running. So I've really been enjoying working with them, working with the athletes and everything. So, it's going to be Marion Roberts' debut at Oceans, and we are very excited for that. I believe we have a very strong team. So, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, great lineup going down to the Two Oceans. It's going to be a great women's race and a great little prelude. I think a lot of the women will go on and run Comrades Marathon. Renee, I want to ask you now about nutrition and diet. And, yes, you said you're a mother now. I know at this age your daughter is, she's probably not breastfeeding, but, it does change your ability to eat. Often you don't have the same sort of time. But specifically, you've now gone from being your main distance maybe as a marathon to making that bridge to ultra. How have you planned and changed around that extra distance in terms of changing your nutrition? Because I think for a lot of people who will be running their first ultra and have done a lot of marathons, they're going to be in that same boat.
Yes, I think especially when it comes to marathon running and ultra running, nutrition plays a vital role. When you run race track and 10Ks and stuff, you can let it slip. But with ultra running, you really need to be, it's very important to also focus on nutrition because it's really important for recovery. And the better you can recover after hard training, the harder you can train and in that way improve. So that's really, I've been focusing on that and also experiencing with taking protein on a run and stuff like that. So, but what I'll definitely will suggest is not to try anything new on race day because that will come and bite you in the run.
That's the advice everyone gives, and there is a reason for it. We say it all the time, don't try anything new. So I presume you've done your training, you know what your diet plan is already. How are you going to handle sort of this last week? Is there stuff you start to cut out of your diet? And the few days before, do you maybe have less fiber? I don't know if you reduce caffeine and then, so you get a better benefit on race day. What are some of those tricks you use?
My focus is basically just throughout my whole preparation to race day, leading up to race day, is just to cut out all refined carbs and sugars, like your breads and sugars and stuff. So except from that, I don't really have a specific diet, and I'm not planning really to cut out anything in the week up to Oceans, but just basically keeping everything as normal because that's what I'm used to.
Talking about just one last thing before I let you go today, caffeine, a lot of people, do try it. And again, we've told people don't try anything new on race day. It doesn't work for everyone. Personally, do you utilize caffeine on race day?
No, I'll just have my normal cup of coffee in the morning of the race, and that's basically just to wake me up from the 3 a.m. wake up call for Oceans on Saturday morning.
Has an added benefit that it does help to sort of fire and get the fats in your body going. But Renee, thank you so much for your time. Loving following your journey, both with your daughter and through Murray and Roberts. And we'll hopefully catch up with you again, but have an absolutely great experience at Two Oceans. And I mean, you'll know better than most, whatever happens on the day, you will enjoy the experience. One day it can go well, one day, you might not have a great race. But from our side of the TGGI, all the best on race day.
No, thanks a lot, and that's the plan, just to go out there and enjoy it and to earn my Adidas race shirt. 32GI.
Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.